coast to coast, in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru confidence in motion. A Subaru Canada presentation. It's the Raceline Radio Network, your national radio motorsport authority. Eric Thomas, host and anchor. Lisa Pileski, Supreme Commander and Raceline Master Control. Vic Politian in charge of the network for us this week. Coming up, Red Deer Alberta is Parker Thompson, one of the fastest rising Canadian racing talents out of the USF 2000 ranks. We reach Parker in the UK to talk about his recent Formula Ford Festival doings and one added assignment over there. More Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame induction coverage as we get some thoughts from Subaru Rally Team Canada ace Antoine Lesage, who's in the hall while he's still active. NASCAR Penske pilot Joey Logano says he's making a more level-headed appearance and approach to the Cup chase this year. F1 champ-in-waiting Nico Rosberg sings a little Bon Jovi in Texas, yes, to distract himself from the points war with Lewis Hamilton. And we get to more of your entries in the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance at the grand prize pack. In the race wrap, Jimmy Johnson makes Martinsville his own in the chase while NASCAR restricts Cup drivers dropping down. Lewis Hamilton banks the F1 win in Mexico while Bernie cuts loose again. And eventually, IndyCars are going to start looking like IndyCars again. So for race fans across Canada and more than several U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Lewis Hamilton, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, it's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And here we go with the Raceline Race Wrap. NASCAR Sprint Cup race 7 of 10 in the chase for the championship at the smallest joint in the playoff, Martinsville, Virginia. And nope, tain't nothing wrong with Jimmy Johnson. He came from the back with a long green flag run to win his ninth grandfather clock at Martinsville to make the final four at Homestead, looking for championship number, yep, 7. Brad Keselowski second at Martinsville, Denny Hamlin third. Career Cup win number 79 for Mr. Johnson. Bottom four in points after Martinsville into Texas in the round of 8, Logano, Harvick, Kurt Busch, and Carl Edwards. Cup clippings, 9th at Martinsville, but winning Talladega. Penske's Joey Logano declares he's making and taking a more level-headed approach to the chase this year.
Yeah, I learned some valuable lessons last year. I learned a whole new level that I didn't know I had, which was really cool, and now I know how to reach that level mentally inside a race car to really make things happen and be a great leader for my team. And hopefully we can take some of the things that we learn and about yourself personally as much as anything and about your race team to be able to move on and go to Homestead.
He's on the bottom four right now, so he's got to get a move on up. Off their radar into reality, NASCAR announcing their new entry guideline for the 3 National Touring Series next year. Cup drivers with more than 5 years full-time experience will be held to a maximum of 10 races in trucks and Xfinity. Also outlawing those drivers from running the final 8 chase races in both of those under series. Can the 2 lower tiers survive without a draw of a lot of Cup drivers? Well, time will tell. NASCAR trucks chase meanwhile at Martinsville. Johnny Sauter makes the final at Homestead with that win. 2 Canadians to talk about. Calgary's Cameron Haley 11th. NASCAR Canada vet DJ Kennington of St. Thomas 23rd. Both of those gents, former Raceline Radio guests. Formula One Grand Prix of Mexico, Mexico City. Now look, don't throw dirt on Lewis Hamilton's championship hopes just yet. All right? Lewis edging Nico Rosberg by almost 9 seconds in Mexico to slice his points gap. Ferrari Sebastian Vettel, when not grossing and swearing about Max Verstappen's driving, finished third. F1 points with just 2 races to do. Rosberg's lead over Hamilton, 133. Is now down to 19 points. F1 file. Well, this just might go down as the dumbest thing Bernie Ecclestone has ever said. He thinks F1 needs to get dangerous again. Yeah, to make it more exciting. Bring back walls, he says. Right, Bernie. Your series has been spending millions of pounds and thousands of our R&D hours making up the halo system over the cockpit to protect drivers from flying debris, and you say something that irresponsible? Now you know why Ecclestone has detractors and critics, myself included. Here's better news. Williams will announce its 2017 driver pairing November 3 at the team's headquarters in Grove, England. F3 champ, team development driver, and recent Raceline Radio guest Lance Stroll of Montreal is expected to officially join Valtteri Bottas at Williams. Title sponsor Martini wanted to wait for the lad to turn 18 before making the announcement. He's there now. He'll become the first full-time Canadian F1 driver since Jacques Villeneuve retired in 2006. Jacques won the title in 97 for the team. Stroll will join. Ironic, huh? Yeah, Williams. IndyCar, here's some good news. 2018 automobile is going to be a flashback to the kart and champ car design, severing all ties with the ugly IRL-inspired bodywork from 97. Gone, the overhead air intake snorkel to a lower, sleeker engine cover with the engine air intake scoops incorporated into the side pods. The current wingy appearance will be simplified with a new under tray that shifts most of the downforce generation under the car. And more traditional full-width side pods that will extend outward from the sides of the cockpit to fill that area between the tires. And love those ugly rear wheel guards or fenders. Only going to be used now on super speedways, and they'll be smaller and less visually intrusive. Great move. Love the old Pinos IndyCar. And our own James Hinchcliffe is still at the top, or close to it, of TV's Dancing with the Stars program. Hinch and partner Shonda Burgess with a killer World War I flashback jitterbug. This time scoring 36 out of 40. Some are picking Hinch to win it all. His musicality, his timing, and crispness has been surprisingly dazzling. NHRA drag racing, yeah, there's shootout roaring into Las Vegas. Round 5, your winners. Antoine Brown, well, he didn't win the final, but he clinches his third Top Fuel title. John Forrest winning the funny car for 142nd time, beating his daughter Courtney in the final. Shane Gray won Pro Stock. They have one more round in their shootout to go. Bombshell announcement from Audi. You see this? Pulling out of the World Endurance Championship, ending their 18-year involvement in the 24 Hours of Le Mans, junking their LMP1 program, which yielded 13 Le Mans wins and drivers and manufacturers titles in 12 and 13, Audi will instead focus on Formula E now. And, of course, Montreal and TSN 690 coverage will host a silent Formula E contest downtown next summer, July 29 and 30. Some motorcycle stuff to do. World MotoGP, Malaysian Grand Prix in Sepang. Andrea Dovizioso took a second career win for Ducati. Ninth different winner this season in this series. Recently crowned champ Marquez finished 11th with only the season finale, Valencia, Spain, mid-November to do. The Rally News, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales. World Rally Championship Rally Great Britain penultimate round. Champ Sebastian Ogier scoring his fourth straight win of this gravel rally, leading all the way to confirm a fourth manufacturer's crown for Volkswagen. Coming up, Subaru Rally Team Canada's own Antoine Lestage and his induction into the Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame. Faces in the pits after the U.S. Grand Prix in Texas. F1 points leader and still there, Nico Rosberg, turned to some classic Bon Jovi to ease the disappointment of finishing second to teammate Lewis Hamilton. Nico, you see, popped into Pete's Dueling Piano Bar on Austin's 6th Street, a popular venue for fans and teams. Rosberg leapt up on stage to sing Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer in a duet with Manor driver Esteban Ocon. Rosberg posted a snippet of the performance on Twitter. Here it comes. One and a two. Listen, don't give up your day job, boys. Nah, you know what? Really nice to see the always serious F1 drivers letting their hair down and having some fun. This is great. No thought of taking the yacht on the road, though, I do not think. And at the World Finals in Charlotte, former Raceline Radio guest Johnny Schatz clinching his 8th World of Outlaws Sprint Car Championship as soon as he took the green in the finale. Nice going there. Matt Shepard's 11th and 12th Super Dirt Car Big Block Modified Feature wins of the season, a single series season record, nailed down his second straight Mr. Dirt Championship in the Big Block realm, running a Canadian Bicknell entry. And that's going to have to do it for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, your opinions, your comments are always openly encouraged. Share ideas, thoughts, and opinions with your fellow fans across the land because your comments could win you the grand prize in the Subaru Raceline Email Bag Trivia Contest. We get to your emails, entries, and comments for that ting in just a couple of moments. All right, Lisa, pit stop required, but up next, our first guest segment, Subaru Rally Team Canada powerhouse Antoine Lestage reacting to his induction into the Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame. Then later, rising Canadian star Parker Thompson on his UK adventures. This is Raceline, presented by Antoine's manufacturer, Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive for yourself today along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Brad Keselowski, and you're listening to Raceline Radio. This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
This is the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas with you. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page when you have a moment or two. You can also follow us on Twitter at ET Raceline. Raceline Radio, a staunch supporter, as you know, of the Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame. So we were there in Toronto recently for the 2016 induction of five new giants of our sport. Just on the show a while back, yep, we were there to grab his reaction again as his family joined him at the induction gala. As he battles for his ninth Canadian Rally Championship to go with his seven North American titles, we welcome back the pride of Saint-Jean, Richelieu, Quebec, for TSN 690. It's Antoine Lestage on Raceline Radio.
Antoine, a distinct honor. You and I have sort of been talking about this since the Tall Pines last year. Just give us your thoughts as you're finally here at the Glenn Gould Theatre at CBC in Toronto for to be inducted into the Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame.
Well, it's a great honor. When it was announced to me earlier this year, it was something very special, and I didn't really bother too much about it, let's say, but now it's real tonight, so we'll just try to enjoy and have a good evening, and it's pretty cool because I'm still active, and to get to receive such an honor while I'm still active is something special, so really happy.
That's okay. We take a bit of a pause in there. This is interesting. The guy who's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame can't get tickets to get in. You know?
No. We had tickets, but it was a bit confusing because we bought a bunch, and then we have some here for John, Sophie, and I. So I was a bit confused, but I think it's all good. We have all the tickets we need.
Before we were interrupted by someone looking to get in, the Hall of Fame criteria kind of changed. Most Hall of Fames, you're right, wait till either the person is retired for a certain amount of time or in some cases they've expired and they have to recognize their career and do it that way. I think it's better, especially in this sport, being as young as it is, that you recognize people for exemplary results while they're still here. And I think it's great that while they're competing. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And they've changed the rule a little bit. It was originally, I think, 25 years.
That's right.
Since the start of your career, it's now 20. So last year, somebody called me and says, hey, it's been 20 years. So can you confirm me that really that was your first year and blah, 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 because you'll be eligible.
Yeah.
And your name came up. And a few months after, they called me and let me know that it was unanimous that I would be inducted. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And like I said, I'm far from done, so it's pretty special.
And you've got more work to do. It's funny, before I get to the rest of the season here, I was just talking to Higgins on the American side, and he says it's a great honor for you to be into the Hall, but not only for you and your accomplishments, but for the sport in general. I mean, you know, sometimes the sport of rallying fights for headlines against the F1 guys, the IndyCar guys, the NASCAR guys. The fact that a rally driver gets this kind of recognition at any level is good for the sport, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how many rally drivers have been inducted in the past. Not many. I would think just quickly like that, probably Frank Sprongle, maybe Tom McGeer.
Well, Buffum has got to be in a Hall of Fame somewhere, and he's here with you.
Yeah, John's been inducted in the some sort of motorsport Hall of Fame in the U.S. for sure. But yeah, it's great for rallying, and it's a great honor for me, and I'm happy to represent my sport. And really, really cool to be with among some great names of racing history, and it's pretty cool to have a rally driver with these guys.
Antoine Lestage on Raceline Radio. Darren Garrett knows that you're going into the Hall. Has he been chatting you a little bit, joking with you a little bit about it?
No, not too much, but he was quite happy. He could not make it because he's all over in Wales, but Alan Ockwell, who co-drove for me the previous two seasons, is here tonight. He's from Toronto, so he's with us, so that will be nice.
Talk about the season so far. I mean, you had kind of a stutter start to it. Now I think you're only a point out of first place and two rounds to go. You've got the Tall Pines coming up as we're talking. Then there's the Snow Rally, whatever. I can't remember the exact name of it. But you guys are looking forward to the rest of this now, optimistic you can come back from a bit of a slow start and grab another one?
Yeah, we had a rough first event, and then we won the second rally, and then we had two
two rallies in a row where we didn't score any points, so that was not good. But then we bounced back and we won the last round. So luckily, nobody won many rallies in a championship. Many different drivers won the rallies, so in a championship, it's still okay. We were always confident we could make it, but the last round was really important. We really needed to win that one, and that's what we did. And now with Tall Pines and Big White to finish the season, I mean, it's not easy. Tall Pines is such a tough rally, but it's a rally I've won four or five times before. I'm comfortable there, and hopefully we can have a good run. And I'm quite happy with the way that the Rocket Rally guys worked for the last round we did. The Subaru Canada car was perfect, and hopefully it will be the same for the rest of the season.
Need a better Pines this year. Last year, the guys, you were so far out in front, they tried some funky stuff with the motor that didn't quite work out, and you didn't finish that one, which is not the way you wanted it to wind up. So you've got some amends to make up this year.
Yeah, definitely, and I think we're going to go with a more reliable recipe, let's say. It worked really well at the last round, so hopefully it's the same at Tall Pines. But it's a great event, and I look forward to it.
Congratulations on the inductions. Nice to be here talking to you when we're here, just before it happens. Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
Lestage, genuinely thrilled he was to be inducted into the Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame, and proud to have rally legend, the one and only John Buffum, represent him and present him with his award in front of the packed house at the Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame Gala in Toronto. All right, Lisa, another pit stop to do before we do another round of the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then we get the overseas lines working for Parker Thompson. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Matt Kenseth, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline Radio Network happens to be Canada's national radio motorsport authority, don't you know? I'm Eric Thomas. Examine my Thomas Tales blog on the Canadian Motor Speedway website, and my Thomas Tales columns and Inside Track Motorsport News magazine, and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. So away we go with our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. It's your chance to win the grand prize pack again this year. Asking you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answer to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into what we call the brick drum for the official draw to win the prize pack. You know the drill by now, or you should. The winning entry is drawn at random by moi at the end of the on-track racing season next month, which will be here before you know it, and the winner will claim the prize pack loaded up with all kinds of Subaru goodies. Here's the trivia question you need to tackle, okay? 2017 WRX STI by Subaru. How long does it take this car in stock configuration to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top rated speed? Okay, I'll ask it again. The 2017 Subaru WRX STI. How long does it take this car in stock configuration, no jazzing up, to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour, and what is its top-rated speed, okay? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca. That's Eric at racelineradio.ca to get your email in. You spell Eric with a capital E and a small K. You don't ever put a space between Raceline and Radio because you don't want it to bounce back, do you? No. So let's go now to the mailbag. Oh, look at this. I got a lovely note from Mayor Dan Paletko, Dearborn Heights, Michigan. He says, Eric, always enjoy listening to your excellent program, aren't you nice? On AM 800 CKLW out of Windsor, Ontario, just across the river. When I go to a race, I always assume, E.T., that all the participants want to end up in victory lane. I was disappointed, therefore, in what the Joe Gibbs racing team, except for Denny Hamlin, did Sunday last at Talladega. If that happens again, I hope NASCAR gives them a fine via loss of points. Well, they looked at it. They examined it. They wanted to stay out of trouble. They were not, NASCAR judges, in violation of the 100% rule, so we can put that one to bed. Yeah, you want to see drivers giving it their all the time, but every once in a while, maybe laying back and staying out of the shrapnel is not a bad way to go. But NASCAR said, as I said, didn't find anything wrong with it, so there you are. Also, Mayor Dan goes on to say, just said hi to your devoted listener and my constituent, Mr. Paul Anton. We talk about racing all the time. Paul tried to watch F1 and NASCAR that week, which, of course, were on the same time. For us racing enthusiasts, it's a shame one of the races was not held Saturday and the other one on Sunday. Just a couple of thoughts, and good ones, too. Thank you, Mayor Dan. Mayor Dan Paletko, Dearborn Heights, Michigan. We appreciate his note. Always do. Trying to get Bernie to move his race off of Sunday? Not an easy thing to do. Yeah. Efren Posen is in. Another one. He pretty much enters this contest just about every week. And we don't always read all of his entries, but this is a good one. He says, E.T., you've been talking. Do the entry first. The Subaru WRX STI, he says, goes to 0 to 60 in so many seconds, a top speed of so many miles an hour, and he's got both correct, so he's in the drum again. You've been talking about Lance Stroll getting enough points on his super license to qualify to drive an F1. How does one get a super license, and what's the different versions for, you say, NASCAR, IndyCar, F1, and sports cars? Are all the licenses honored by other NASCAR to F1? Well, it's an interesting question, Avram, and it's kind of complicated, so I'm going to try and explain it. An F1 super license allows drivers to compete in Formula One, issued to drivers who meet a certain criteria of success in junior formulae. To qualify for an FIA super license, the driver has to already be a holder of a Grade A competition license, and the driver is either the reigning champ at a lower category, like Stroll in F3, or must have consistently finished well in those categories. Additionally, drivers who have competed in the IndyCar series are eligible for an F1-style super license if they finish in the top four in points. This allows drivers from Canada, the U.S., and other nations' domestic series to move into Formula One without first taking part in other FIA-sanctioned events. You got me? To secure a super license, a driver must score at least 40 points over a three-year period in those recognized series. Now, NASCAR, a bit of a different deal, and a good question, Avram. NASCAR drivers must have an annual license from NASCAR, cost about $2,400 from the sanctioning body, but a valid street driver's license is not required. So that's why you get guys like Jeff Gordon and even Alan Sir Jr. on the IndyCar side who were driving race cars, you know, before they've been licensed to drive on the road. You know, guys like Caden Lapcevich and what have you in the NASCAR Pinty Series. But a driver's license, I said, not required. The FIA's governance does include NASCAR through the Automobile Competition Committee for the USA FIA Inc. But as far as I can tell, there is no points earning criteria that would qualify a competing NASCAR driver to qualify for a super license to drive F1. I guess a NASCAR driver would have to earn points on those junior single-seater series to graduate to a super license. And this thing, the super license is expensive, all right? The annual fee is very steep. In 2010, for instance, and it's probably a lot higher now, Lewis Hamilton paid £242,000, or about $378,000 U.S. for his super license for the season back in 2010. That's Bernie's guitar string and chicken wing money, I suppose, but it's expensive. But anyway, that's kind of the idea of how you go about getting your FIA super license to drive F1. Montreal's own Lance Stroll, just turning 18, they're going to announce he's joining Williams officially as an F1 driver next year, and that's going to be phenomenal to watch. So we need your entries, your comments, the trivia question you have to answer to qualify to win the prize pack. 2017 Subaru WRX STI. How long does it take this car to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour? What's its top rated speed? Okay. Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your mail. Eric spelt with a capital E and a small K. Pit stop time again, Lisa. Then we head over to England to connect with Red Deer Alberta's teen superstar Parker Thompson. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jacques Villeneuve. We're coming right back on Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Been talking about, youngsters like 16-year young Caden Lapcevich out of Grimsby, 18-year-old Lance Stroll out of Montreal on his graduation to Formula One. Well, there's another Canadian teenager who's also on the way up in a big hurry. Named to the Team Canada Scholarship for the coveted Formula Ford Festival in Brands Hatch, England recently, then held over in Old Blighty for another prestigious Formula Car assignment. Let's head over to the UK in a few minutes with Parker Thompson on Raceline Radio. Parker, if we can, let's just back up a little. The USF 2000 season, finishing a close second to Martin in the final points, but a lot of good things happened for you in the series this past season. Your win at Barber, your third and your win, and the doubleheader in Toronto. Just a few short words, first of all, on your USF 2000 effort this past season.
Well, I think USF 2000 was great. I learned a lot with the Cape Motorsports guys. We led the championship from the second race of the season all the way till the end, really, if it wasn't for the flat tire in Mid-Ohio. So
yep.
I can't take anything away from the team and I's efforts. I think we did a great job taking away from that, I mean, we had the most laps led on the whole season. We had the most fastest laps throughout the season. Three poles and a bunch of podiums. So
right.
The most podiums out of any other driver. So, I mean, I had a lot of pluses to the season, and I think that that went a long ways. It was a great memory with the Cape Motorsports boys, and we'll see what I can put together for next year.
Parker Thompson on Raceline Radio, reaching him overseas to England. Let's talk about that this month to drive for Team Canada in the Formula Ford Festival at Brands Hatch. Parker, we'll talk about what happened in a second, but that's got to be very cool to score that scholarship and drive for your country in England at a storied place like Brands Hatch.
Oh, it is a really cool opportunity. And honestly, when it came together at the last race of the USF 2000 Championship.
Right.
And I was pretty delighted. Obviously, when you're not going to win the championship in the last race and something that you've been battling for, and when the news came out, I was just ecstatic. So I'm over here now, like we said. We mentioned that.
Yep.
And pretty cool stuff happened. I mean, obviously, Brands Hatch, we were ridiculously fast. I qualified on pole in my heat.
Yep.
And I thought I had a pretty good chance to battle up at the win, but again, we ran into some trouble. And in heat one, I got almost taken out by a pretty aggressive driver. In the semifinal, after I got shuffled back with damage to the car in heat one, in the semifinal, a car spun in front of us, and he rolled into us in an awkward position, and it ended our festival. So it was pretty disappointing, but I learned this weekend with every dark cloud sometimes comes a silver lining. So I got an opportunity to stay over here from Team Canada and race to Walter Hayes again, which is
right. Is
just unbelievable. So that's what I'm looking forward to next weekend.
Parker, we'll talk about the Walter Hayes Trophy in a second, but there were a lot of very good drivers and teams at the F Ford Festival. I think there were, 68 cars, and they only started 30 in any given race. So the competition was fierce, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, you look at 68 cars, there's nothing like that back in North America. So
no.
It's pretty cool to see all the cars on the grid here. And if you look at the history of the Formula Ford Festival at Brands Hatch, it's awesome. I mean, just looking back at the years, no Canadians ever won it. So
yeah. That's
kind of what I was gunning for. It would have been cool. When you walk into the Kentagon, you see all the different drivers that have won it from when it started. And the history of it's just amazing. So to any driver that's ever going to go over and do that again, I would say that's definitely one of the top of the races. Top race on my bucket list would have been to do the Formula Ford Festival and the Walter Hayes.
Yeah. You learn something new almost every time you strap into something, Parker. What did you take out of the festival?
You know what? I would say what I took out of the festival is that with every dark cloud comes that silver lining.
Yeah.
I was pretty impressed by Team Canada and the people that support us over here to put us back in the racing car. I mean, I can't say enough good stuff about Cliff Dempsey Racing. This team has treated me amazingly well.
Right.
They've put me up over here in my stay, and they've helped me get back on the grid for the Walter Hayes. And then Team Canada and our sponsors supporting us to do the second race. For them to have the belief in me and my ability on and off the track to get the job done is awesome, and you don't find that. So I would say that's what I've learned. I know I'm quick in the car. I just got to get the job done at the Walter Hayes and keep doing what I'm doing. Going into the Walter Hayes, we're in the same machinery, but the one thing with the Walter Hayes is you've got now over 100 cars. We're not just talking 8, we're talking 100-plus of the best drivers in Formula Ford from around the world, so
yeah. That's
just going to be even more important to qualify well and go out and do well in your heats, because instead of 3 heat races, there's 6 heat races now, so
if you don't
place well in those heats, now it's just multiplied by 6 instead of 3.
Parker Thompson, our very special guest on Raceline Radio, hailing from Red Deer, Alberta. You're living with Cliff and Michelle Dempsey while you're over there. What town are you near, Parker, for the Raceline Radio listeners who know England? Whereabouts are you situated?
Well, I didn't know England much when I came over. I'm situated by Corby, England.
I gotcha. Okay.
So for those of you who know where Corby are, it's actually in a small village called Brigstone.
Okay.
Or Brigstock.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at a map myself. But I imagine there's a few out there. I know where that is. Focus on the racing task at hand, Parker. Have you had a chance to soak up some of the British culture at all? You've only been over there for a few days, really, but I always ask that for Canadians who always venture, you know, over to the UK. Well, how about you?
Well, you know what? Brian Graham and Kelly, who put on the Team Canada Scholarship,
right. Done
an awesome job of chauffeuring me around England and showing me kind of what it has to offer. So we went to a castle. It's called Leeds Castle.
Cool.
By Brands Hatch, about a half an hour away. And that was really cool because I loved history class back in Canada.
Good for you.
So to see a castle, a real-life castle, up close and personal was awesome. And they've done a great job of showing me some awesome local restaurants and different stuff.
Yeah.
And again, I should plug them because, you know what, the Team Canada Scholarship is just, for any driver that ever wins it was a dream come true for me to win it. And any driver out there that's looking to win it, I would say try your hardest. It is definitely a life-changing opportunity. I know firsthand how hard it is to get money to go racing. So for them to organize this whole event for us to get put up with a world-class team in England to race 1,600 for a weekend is pretty amazing. So definitely they have done their work, and they deserve some praise.
Yeah, it's nice when people have their you-know-what put together and can make that all happen. Red Deer, Alberta, Parker, known as stock car racing and drag racing country, really. What pulled you as a young man into the road racing side of this game of ours?
Well, it's interesting. My dad raced bikes, and then he raced jet boats. So when I was growing up, ages 1 to 5, I got to see my dad race all over the place and kind of grew up around all things loud and fast. So I knew from a pretty early age I wanted to be involved in it somehow. I got involved in dirt bikes at a young age, but my mom said, no, that's too dangerous. And she pulled me out of that. And then we got going out of Calgary. So I got going out of the local kart club in Calgary, about 2 hours away from Red Deer. And it just kind of started out as a hobby, but quickly grew to kind of a career path that I wanted to take.
Yeah, that's perfect. And, of course, Raceline Radio airs on Sportsnet 960, The Fan in Calgary. And I used to work there, too, back in the 80s, so it all comes together. I want you to take a couple of minutes here and talk about your Drive to Stay Alive program, Parker, to educate high school kids about the dangers of distracted driving. This is a North America-wide mission for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So about 3 years ago, I started up Drive to Stay Alive, which is a campaign against distracted driving. Since 3 years, I've been going across North America with my campaign all over the place to different high schools campaigning against the dangers of distracted driving.
Right.
So this year, we've got 100 schools on the plate for my schedule. So that's definitely a lot when you consider, hopefully I'll be in a seat racing as well. I'll be on the road over probably 200, 300 days out of the year.
Yeah.
So it definitely keeps me busy.
Well, it's a very, very good cause you're involved with, and we're glad you're on the road doing that. You're only 18. What lies ahead for you, Parker? You told me in Toronto that IndyCar is the primary goal. Are you still pointed that way?
For sure. I'm always pointed for IndyCar. I mean, that would be amazing to get involved, to get to pay to drive a Formula car the rest of my life would be unbelievable. But I know it sounds cheesy, but I always say if I could just get paid to drive anything, it wouldn't matter if it's a cardboard box in a parking lot, as long as it's a car with four wheels or something, I would take that job. So that's, at the end of the day, the goal, and I'll stay true to that.
Well, it's a good attitude, and when you're open like that, you know, it tends to work out that things land in your lap. Parker, our mission on Raceline Radio, as you know, is to chart the progress and promote the development of young Canadian driving talent, and your story has certainly been one of the big attention-getters of 2016. Continued success. We'll be watching in good hunting at the top of next month in the Walter Hayes Trophy Dash. Thanks so much, bud.
Hey, thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate your time and getting me on here.
Red Deer, Alberta's very own super teen, Parker Thompson, on Raceline Radio. It took us over a month to track him down, and we finally got a hold of him in the U.K., and that was a pretty good phone line from the Niagara area to the U.K., so that's a really good. I'm going to tell you something, though. You know, being well-respected at the age of only 18 in international circles does not look too shabby on your racing resume. Great things lie ahead for this intelligent and engaging young man, Parker Thompson. We'll enjoy charting his progress on Raceline Radio for certain. All right, Lisa, one final pit stop to check off, and then we're going to come on back to preview next week's show and more and do that on the last lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding, turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Simon Pagenaud, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Eric Thomas, Raceline Across Canada on the good old Raceline Radio Network. White flag is being displayed. So here's what we got planned for the show for next week. As we get down to a small handful of NASCAR chase races, let's get some further thoughts from Martinsville winner Jimmy Johnson. Who might have an advantage over these final two races heading in to that Homestead finale? Cold enough to talk ice racing yet? Well, maybe not quite yet, depending on where you are. But Jonathan Rashley from the CASC Ice Racing Division will tell us what's new for one of the oldest forms of the sport in Canada, where the lakes get stiff. Plus your entries and emails for the Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Normus, Raceline thanks going out to Parker Thompson, Antoine Estaz, Joey Logano, and Nico Rosberg. Big thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski and Vic Politian for ops and pre- and post-production, and to our Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. Learn more at Subaru.ca and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.